Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Well, he reluctantly got out. Then when I got down there, because he's still around there, he let me know that he's put a curse on this church now. Because he ought to still be there as pastor. God can't bless them. I said, well, I beg to disagree with you, but now God can bless them. Because he told me to come here and pastor the church. And I'm not under the curse. And you can't put one on us. Well, I'm glad that man was big enough. When he saw the church was blessed and the building was full, and I got him to come to visit some services and the building was cram-jammed, and he got up public and said, folks, I want everybody to know this, and I'm glad to publicly admit that I was wrong.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching on the believer's authority. More next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
To flee means to run from, as in terror. Then I understood why that spirit that I saw when I spoke to him and told him to hush, that he just fell down on the floor and began to shake and whimper and whine, you know, just like a whipped pup. He is afraid. That's what's wrong with him. He is in terror. And I told him to take off, and man, he ran from me as in terror. You notice he said he'll flee from you. He didn't say he'll flee from Jesus. He said, you resist the devil and he'll flee from you. He'll flee from you. Are you listening? See, when you begin to find out who you are in Christ and who you are and what you have and your rights and privileges and authority that's yours, the devil will know it. Beforehand, he'd been rubbing your nose in the sand, but he won't. You know, there was a time, I guess, in all of our lives, spiritually speaking, you know, if everywhere the devil put his head up, we're scared. We automatically taught to be afraid. You hear some churches and some preachers, all they talk about is the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil, until you finally believe that the devil had more power than God. The devil's going to take everything over, they said. I've heard them say it. And I said, when I hear him, I always speak up and say, no, he's not. He's not never going to take everything over. Oh, the devil's going to take this world over. I said, no, he's not. He'd have to take me over first, and he can't do it. It's astounding what faith people have in the devil and his power. You know it is. I mean, even Christian people. Even spirit-filled, even charismatics. It's astounding what faith they have in the power of the devil. I don't have any faith in his power at all. I've got faith in the power of God. I was preaching down in another state, and I'm going to tell you where it was. Full gospel businessmen actually set the meeting. It wasn't their meeting, it was mine, but they worked in cooperation with me, and they set the meeting up for us and did a lot of legwork, cooperated with us. And I was doing some teaching that somebody didn't like. And some of the full gospel businessmen, I mean, some of these men that I knew very close, had seen them conventions in different places, you know, they came to me just all afraid. Just they're sort of like that little spirit, just a shaking almost. Oh, brother, you won't talk to you, won't talk to you. You can see they're just afraid. And I said, well, what's the matter? Well, he called me to one side, three or four of them. One or two of them full gospel businessmen, another were just some of the folks there. And there's some men and there's some women involved too. Oh, Brother Hagin, and there's a certain so-called prophet. Don't misunderstand me. I believe in prophets, but not this kind. And evidently, they didn't like something I said. Said they didn't agree with you, and they told us
that they's going to put a curse on you.
I said, I double dog damn too. Yeah, but Brother Hagin, you don't understand. Now, we know people that this prophet's put curses on. That wasn't God's prophet. No prophet of God ever put a curse on anybody. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Yeah, we know this happened to that person and that happened to that person because this so-called prophet put a curse on them. And they're going to put a curse on you? I said, let them try. You go tell them personally that I told them. You know what I mean by that expression, double dog dare you? That's a good Texas expression. You go tell them personally that I said I double dog dare. How are you going to curse somebody that God's blessed? Old Balaam tried that and he couldn't. Only backslidden prophets try things like that. Balaam tried to put a curse on God's people, and he said, how can I curse whom God's blessed? You can't curse somebody God's blessed. Why, no, something bad's going to happen. You know it, eh? Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness and mercy follow me. Goodness, goodness, good things follow me. And every now and then they overtake me. They're always following me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Amen. Are you listening to me? Goodness and mercy is following me. Not judgment and darkness and the devil. No, 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 no. 1,000 times no. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I said he's going to put a curse on you. Yeah. They're just scared to death, as we say, you know, something about that. They had faith, you see, in the so-called prophet. Faith in the devil's power. I've got faith in God's power. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, that's stupid for people to get into that area. I went to pastor a church one time. God told me. God moved in a miraculous way. He spoke to me. I mean, just in a miraculous way. I don't mean that still small voice down on the inside of your heart. I mean, God spoke to me and said, I was going by and preach at this church, and they wanted me to consider this pastor, last church I pastored. And God said to me, you're the next pastor at that church, and that'll be the last church you'll ever pastor. I remember exactly when he said to me, I was in Humble, Texas. Walking up and down in the sanctuary, praying about my night service because there's a whole revival there. Amen. It was on the third Thursday of June of 1946, about 1:30 in the afternoon. Said, you're the next pastor. Well, I went up there to pastor. I went up there to preach. I didn't tell anybody what he'd said to me. Didn't even tell my wife, really. The church was all divided. The pastor that was there was leaving. He'd failed to get reelected, then tried to get back in. Then he didn't get many votes at all second time, about the third time, less than ever. Now, he said to me, though, he said, the Lord, you know, here's a spirit-filled man, but you can get wrong, get on the devil's territory if you're not careful. And he said, He was in the parsonage, you see, and actually he'd been out as pastor for 30 days. They'd given him the privilege to live there free of charge, paid his bills for him. Went ahead and paid him all that month anyway. He wasn't there. Treated him very lovely. And so I went by the next morning, in fact, before, you know, and I said to him, I said, well, you know, I'm elected pastor now. I knew him. He's a friend of mine. I'd known him for years. And he said, he wouldn't even let me in the parsonage, you see. And I said, well, actually, your time's run out. They give you 30 extra days, and then it's gone. But I want to get in there because my wife and I want to measure the windows. We have some furniture, but we want to measure the windows about our curtains and so on and so forth. And so I just said to him, I'm coming in. And I started in. He stepped back first. He wasn't even going to let me in. And then he said to me, now, Brother Hagin, I can't get out. He said, I said, well, Brother, I'm sorry. But this church has not had a pastor, and it's been in a terrible condition because of all the division, and they haven't had a pastor for 30 days. And we need to get somebody on the senior shepherd, you see, needs to get here to shepherd this flock. And I said, I'm telling you, this is Monday, and I'm heading immediately up, you know, where I had my furniture stored, and Wednesday I'm back in the truck up here to this parsonage and unloading it. And if you're still here, I'm sorry, I'm just moving in right on top of you. Because your time's up, you ought to be out. Well, he reluctantly got out. Then when I got down there, because he's still around there, he let me know that he's put a curse on this church now. Because he ought to still be there as pastor, and God can't bless them. I said, well, I beg to disagree with you, but now God can bless them. Because he told me to come here and pastor the church. And I'm not under the curse. And you can't put one on us. Well, I'm glad that man was big enough. When he saw the church was blessed and the building was full, and I got him to come to visit some services and the building was crammed jam, and he got up public and said, folks, I want everybody to know this, and I'm glad to publicly admit that I was wrong. I was wrong. I've asked God to forgive me. I won't ask you to forgive me. I said I was going to put a curse on this church, but you're more blessed than you was when I was here. I never did have the building full, but it's full. There are people coming that never came. I'm glad I was wrong. Well, he's a big man to do that. It's easy to get in the flesh sometimes. I don't know how come it'll get off on that, but it did anyhow. I'll not take it back because it's all so. Amen. Amen. Well, now, you see, you can't put a curse. How can you curse whom God has blessed? So many people have faith in the devil's power. Let's have faith in God's power. What the devil can do instead of faith in what God can do. Now notice he said, you resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Who's he going to flee from? You. 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 That's who he's going to flee from. Hallelujah. Well, I knew then, when I looked up that in the dictionary and found in that big dictionary about a foot and a half thick, that expression to flee from means to run from is in terror. I knew then why that demon seemed to be so scared. Now, Jesus gave me another scripture. See, Matthew 28:18 first, and then Mark connection with it. 15th chapter, 16th verse, right on through the chapter. And then James 4:7. And then the third scripture Jesus gave me was Peter, 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Stirred Up to Pray. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Forget Not. Last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, Knowing What Belongs to Us. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, people hear us all the time say, thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing. Uh-huh. And we're talking to those that are our word partners. And what is a word partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and sends us an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send to help us to continue Rhema Bible College and continue
all the outreaches.
All the outreaches that we have all over the world. So, If you would like to become a partner with us, just go to rhema.org/WPC and all the information is there. And we welcome you to become one of those that's helping us to bring hope, help, and healing
to the world.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin on the Believer's Authority. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.